So this is our second meeting. Now we're going into the functional design. Important thing of this phase is that we're going to try to get an agreement about the user requirements, technical function design, and the working design, so that we can move on to the second phase. But first, this phase. First, an announcement. There's a little adaptation in the air conditioning system. So, there's our ghost mouse again. But that means that you can have a little trouble with the air conditioning. That's because of this.
Okay.
It's in wing C and E, so it should be open in a couple of days. It's going to be cold anyway, so I don't think you can do it. Then our agenda. First the opening. This time I will take the minutes. You're going to have a presentation, all of you. And we've got 40 minutes for the whole presentation. So I suggest we take about 7 minutes per presentation, and then we can have a little discussion about the new project requirements, which have been sent to me. And then the decision on the control functions, which you want to include, those which we don't want to include. So we've got 40 minutes for all of it. So I suggest let's start with the first presentation. Who wants to be first?
I think I'll go first.
Okay. So maybe it's easy if you, I think you will tell me your presentation as well. Which function you have, and you're going to talk about.
Okay, my name is Freek van Poorn. I'm a Mark expert. You all know that. I've done some research. We have been doing research in a usability lab where we observe users operating remote controls. We let them fill out a questionnaire. We had 100 of these test subjects. In addition, we did some market research, see what the market consists of, what ages are involved. Well, these are three quite astonishing results, I thought. Remotes are being considered ugly. 75% of the people questioned indicated that they thought the remote was ugly, and an additional 80% indicated that it would spend more money on a fancy-looking remote control. So, in addition, remotes were not very functional. 50% of the people indicated they only used about 10% of the buttons on a remote control, and 50% of the people indicated that the remote tended to get lost in their room. So, some things. When we did some research to do the most relevant functions, channel selection and volume selection both got a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 for relevancy. The power button got a 9, and teletext got a 6.5. So these are the most important functions on a remote control. Then there are some one-time use function, that's what I like to call them. They're the audio settings, video settings, and channel settings buttons, which are not really used very frequently, but are still considered to be of some importance. Channel selection was also indicated to be used very frequently, 168 times per hour. Then this is the market. 60% of the market consists of users between the ages 16 and 46. Main characteristic of this group is that they're very critical under remote control. They like to use new functions, but they also are very critical. They won't spend their money very easily. So the users of 46 to 65 years they make up 40% of the market. They're not really very interested in features, but they do tend to spend their money a lot easier. What I think this indicates for our design, I think we should make a remote for the future. And this means we would have to focus on the ages 16 to 45. This also makes up most the biggest part of the market, so that will also be where our main profit would be gettable. This would mean we would have to make a fancy design. The results also indicated that about one quarter of the people questioned thought that the remote control caused RSI. This is certainly something to take into account. And 34% thought that it was hard to learn and how to operate a new control, remote control. So these are two factors that I think should be included in the design. Besides, of course, that the remote must look very nice. Functionality. As a lot of people indicated, they only use about 10% of the buttons. I think we should make very few buttons. And this will also be beneficial to the design of the remote. I think the most frequently used buttons should be emphasized, especially the channel selection and audio selection buttons, because they're used most, and so they should be robust. They shouldn't break down easily. Then, as a lot of people indicated that their remote got lost in the room, it might be, and I say it might be, because it would certainly boost the production costs a lot, but it might be a good idea to make a docking station. This would could get a button in it, which would send a signal to the remote, which would then beep, so you know where it is in the room. And in addition to this, it could recharge the batteries in the remote if you put it in. Then, a surprisingly great deal of people indicated that an LCD screen in the remote control would be preferred. This was mostly people in the age of 16 to 25, but up till 45 it remains feasible. This would also greatly increase the production costs, but I think these are just some small factors we could consider.
Okay,
that would be all.
Okay. Anybody has any questions?
Questions?
No. Okay, I've been looking at the user interface of it for the technical functions of it.
Yeah, you can take your time.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I think we must use the general functions of the remote control. I've done a little research on the internet. Not much information about it, so about the interface, but yeah, I've been thinking about simple manner to put a lot of functions in one remote control. So you've got a lot of devices like DVD, television, stereo. So, but it must be user friendly. So yeah, you can put a lot of functions in one. In one remote control, but got many functions in one remote control, but Yeah, you can see this is quite simple remote control. Few buttons, but this remote control got a lot of buttons. Yeah, people don't like it. What I was thinking about was keep the general functions like they are, so, like the on-off button. Keep it yeah. Like a red button, everybody knows it, so you don't have to change that. My personal preferences use a display for specific functions of the different devices. So what I was thi thinking about was you've got this is the remote control. And, you've got here the general functions like the on-off button, sound, I don't know. Here you've got a kind of a display. It's a touch screen. So yeah, you've got a general of the functions of the device for a DVD player. The play for playing, reverse, etc. You've got here real buttons for selecting a device. This button is for a DVD or. For every device, you've got a part display of a part buttons. You never got all the buttons on one device, so that's my idea about it. Let's see. So a touch screen, the buttons, the real buttons we have to use. We better use quite large buttons for everybody. Have to use it, so even of old people, young people. We must keep the buttons quite simple and quite large. That was my part of it. So. I don't think so. You got quite cheap touch screens. It's not in color or something. It's just one color. I've seen something on the internet, not today, but a few weeks ago. You got quite an kind of touch screen. It's for 20 euros or less, so it's possible.
Well, we certainly make a fancy design.
Yeah.
Very fragile, and you can get scratches on it.
That is true.
Yeah, that's true.
Presentation about the working design. First, about how it works. It's really simple, of course. Everybody knows how the remote works. The user presses a button. The remote determines what button it is. Uses the infrared to send a signal to the TV. The TV switches to the frequency or what function it is. So we've got the plate. It's got conductive discs for every button. When the user presses a button, signal got sent, goes to the lab and transmits it to the TV.
very simple device, technically speaking. So this is a schematic overview. You've got the buttons, the power source, and when a button gets pressed, it goes to the chip. The chip controls the infrared bulb, and perhaps a normal bulb, when you press a button, you can actually see you press the button. Well, I think we should use default materials, simple plastics, keep the inner working simple so it's robust. I think we should focus on aesthetics, the design, and the user interface, because if you're going to use high-tech materials, the price is going to go sky high. You only have to design a remote once, and if you use high-tech materials, it comes back in every product. So it's, in my idea, it's going to be smart to invest in design and not in, in the product itself. That's it.
Inside in the functions we all have and what we're doing right now. I'm the project manager, so I'm here to mess things up and put some new requirements. But we've got to design a remote which is only suitable for TV. That's because it will be too complex and the time to market will be too big. If we want to have it for more functions, so it has to be simple. Another point is we have to skip the data text, because in the world of upcoming internet, we think data text is going to be a thing of the past, and it's a function you don't need in a remote control. Internet is also mentioned, just go. In a function we can use, maybe also on televisions it will be available as well. Another one is the customer is 40 plus. That's the market we have to target, because we are going to develop a new product which is specially designed for the younger customers. This is a bit pity for the marketing expert, because he was aiming on the younger persons. So we have to find a market which is above 40 plus, but which will suit our remote control and the other way around. And we have to be very attending, putting the corporate image in our product. So it has to be visible in our design, in the way our device works. And we have to be very clear on this point as well. So I suggest let's have a discussion on the control functions.
So is there any discussion possible about the requirements?
We can see if we can find a way between the functions we want to use and the market we want to reach with our product.
Yeah, because you're saying that teletext is going to be an old feature and it's not going to be used anymore anyway pretty soon, and new TVs will have internet access on them. But I think if you're targeting people of 40 plus, the chance that they will have a TV with internet access within the next like 20 years is very slim. In addition, people indicated that teletext simply was an important feature for the remote control. So I think it's pretty dumb to put no teletext feature on it. I'm pretty much against it.
Against the teletext?
Yes. Besides that, I think the market for 40 plus is like pretty small. But I think we're just gonna go for another step. Pretty.
I think you can
not innovative.
I think we can do a lot with the design and the simple buttons which were also mentioned. If we put a lot of effort in those, we can make a remote control with just two or three buttons, or just a remote which is suitable for the market we want to reach, because
yeah.
it is 40% of the market. And if you look in Holland, the whole generation of 40 plus, 50 plus, it's the biggest share of the whole population now.
Yes, but it's not the biggest part of the market. And besides that, they're not very critical, so, I mean, they don't really care what the remote control is like. They'll just pretty much take the first thing they see, and which looks acceptable.
But don't you think that if we make a remote which is typically made for this market, that people think from the people think that's the device I've looked for, although I didn't realize it. So let's try it.
No. I think that would be the case in 16 to 45 age category. Because they are critical and they want to have a fancy remote control.
Yeah.
People of 40 plus, I mean, they want it to work, but as soon as it works, it's okay with them.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think that so if we put our marketing right, we can sell this just like, I don't know if you've heard about it in the news, the elderly mobile phone.
Yeah, it's a big success.
Yeah, if we make a remote control, just with that idea in mind, we could make tons of money. We don't have to focus on the design then, but on functionality. We just change our focus on the project. And I think we can sell this.
That the new products we're going to make, specifically designed, are designed for younger people. So maybe we can focus ourselves on the elderly people. I think we have to see what requirements we need for those remote controls. That's what you told. The channel selection is important.
Yes.
Volume selection, power, and table text.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, the board tends to disagree.
No, we voted it. So. I think table text can be a function as well, but only if you don't higher the cost. Because I don't know if it will be a lot more money to implement data text as well, but I don't think it will be a problem.
But deaf people need data text for subtitles, so it's yeah.
Yeah, so I suggest
I think
it
definitely
it's
a bad idea not to
ah.
Is anybody really against data text?
No.
Just keep the data text. As well, especially for the subtitles. Maybe we can make that another point of advantage in our remote control. We make a button, for example, for big subtitles, which is instantly on the remote control for elderly people. They can think, oh, I want to have subtitles, and push the button, and they get the big subtitles. So I think data text can be very useful in our advantage. Functionality should be a few buttons, you said?
Yes.
I think that's very important, we have a few buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So let's keep it simple.
I don't think that's really an issue anymore, because, well, might be.
If it's only for television,
for TV,
yeah.
We're not going to need a lot of buttons anyway. We need the 1 to 0 button, next channel, previous channel, volume up, volume down, and some teletext buttons, but
So we can skip the display, so we don't need it.
No. Do you need the buttons for 1, 2, 0? Maybe
we can include teletext. I think many people like to use that.
Maybe
because
we can
if you want to switch from channel 1 to like 35, you don't want to push the next channel button 35 times.
Maybe you can implement the scroll button or joystick. Like, there are other ways to look. If you look at telephones, the Sony telephone has a scroll button, which is very useful in searching names. Or
that is true, but I don't think there are many TVs that can switch channels that fast. So you would need, like, the TV would need a function where you can actually view all channels and scroll through. I don't know if many channels would.
And besides that, it's, if we're going to focus on elderly people, they'll have to adapt. They're not used to using scroll buttons.
That's
so
right.
Perhaps we should stick to the basic layout.
Yeah, they can see how much buttons there are going to be on the display, and if it's too much, we can reconsider it.
I think if you're gonna make a remote control only to operate a TV, there's not much you can gain on having as few buttons as possible. Because I think there are pretty many remote controls that can only operate a TV, which already only have the minimum number of buttons. I don't think there's much to be gained in that area.
Yeah, I think it's very important in the design. You can make a very fancy design. Putting the buttons in the right places. If you have less buttons, you can do a lot more with.
That is true, but I think there's simply not much to gain in the competition when you're making a remote control only for it to operate only the TV.
To operate only the TV.
If you have a remote control only to operate a TV, there's simply not a lot of buttons required. There's not a lot of functions required, so most existing remote controls simply don't have a lot of buttons either.
So
I think it would be very hard to actually gain in the competition here. So that would cost a big marketing expedition, which was one of the arguments to make it only for the TV, because we didn't have the time to market a lot.
So you suggest we could better focus on, for example, the docking station, like other functions, instead of less buttons.
Well, yeah, I think, I mean, we obviously need a good way to position all the buttons, but I don't think we should spend very much time on that.
No. Do you think the docking station is allowed in the budget we have?
It should be possible, yes. It's not too fancy. And if the remote stays rather small, it should be possible.
Yeah. I think that's a good advantage point as well, if we have a fancy looking docking station. Or that's a nice requirement.
So we're just going to focus on the extras.
I think so.
Yeah, I think maybe we should do some research into what other people like to have in a like to have extra in remote control.
That's a good point. You said they easily get lost as well.
Yes, well, 50% of the people indicated that remote control tend to get lost.
So maybe we should implement the audio sign or something.
Yeah, that was what I suggested.
Yeah.
We
have it on
chain if you need, so it goes.
Yeah. We have it on some phones too, which have a docking station, and you just press a button and the phone goes ring.
Yeah.
So you know where it is.
Audio signal could be possible as well. I think it's not too expensive.
No.
Another point is the LCD screen. I don't know if that will rise the cost too much.
Yeah. I think we'll have to choose between the docking station or the screen.
I think since a lot of people indicated that a new remote control is hard to learn, and we're focusing on elderly people here, which tend to have a hard time understanding new devices, it might be a good idea to have just a little screen on it, which would explain a button if you press it, which would tell you what it does. Yeah. And it wouldn't have to be touch screen or a very expensive screen. Just the LCD. Just a normal screen. Just a small screen with two some extra info.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea as well. But I don't know if that would it's the small to fit into the cost.
Let's see, what did we say?
Should be fancy to fancy design into the room. Fewer buttons, we talked about that. Docking station, LCD. General functions. Yeah.
Default materials. I think that's a good idea as well, because other people don't mind if it's a titanium cover or just a plastic one, so
no,
it doesn't really matter. So I think probably elderly people would be a little bit more careful with their remote controls than youngsters. And let's specify the target group. Are we talking about elderly people or people from 40 to 80, because I think what we're going to design now is for people above 60, maybe.
Yeah.
What do we want if we want to profilate us with, for example, the telephone for elderly people, we can target the real elderly people.
I think that would be, if we should do something like that, it would be, I think it would be really good for the image of the company.
Yeah.
And I think it would be good market for it.
So that's the way
to really bring an innovative product.
And you're talking about 60 to 80, for example.
Yeah.
To really, yeah.
Mm.
But I'd have to look into that a little more.
Okay. And different cultures.
I don't think they have different television sets in every country.
No.
No.
We've got 5 minutes left.
Okay.
And with the little screen in it, which explains the buttons, you could, I think it would be a lot easier to adapt it to different cultures.
Yeah. In different languages,
yeah.
Or you have to put a language button in it, but that would be better to put it on different markets. Okay. So that's the target. Then a few small things. Okay. I will put the minutes in the project document folder. What we're going to do for the next meeting is the industrial designer will do the components concept, user interface designer the user interface concept, and the trend watching. So just keep in mind the things we've said about the target group requirements and the trends which are going on. And specific instructions will be sent to you by the personal coach. So. Thank you for this meeting. I think we have a lunch break now.
That's good.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.